This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misled by military advisors reluctant to reveal the scale of losses suffered in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a U.S. official said Wednesday. Ukrainian forces have been recapturing territory in recent days, including the strategic Kyiv suburb of Irpin, as the Russian offensive appears to stall a month after the invasion began on February 24th. Quote, we have information that Putin felt misled by the Russian military, the U.S. official said, citing declassified U.S. intelligence. Quote, Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about how badly the Russian military is performing and how the Russian economy is being crippled by sanctions because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth. The official said Putin had been unaware that conscripts were being deployed to fight in Ukraine, where Russia has suffered huge personnel and equipment losses. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, asked about the intelligence while traveling, said that in, quote, autocracies, you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power. The German government said that Russian President Vladimir Putin told Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday that Europe could continue paying for Russian gas in euros and not rubles, as previously announced. The German government had been told that Scholz payments Europe next month, quote, would continue to be in euros and transferred as usual. The bank was supposed to transfer into rubles, Putin had been quoted as saying, but Chancellor Scholz did not agree to the procedure, according to the German government. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian football authorities have refuted reports that a Zambian Confederation of African Football official died of injuries sustained during a riot that took place during Tuesday's World Cup qualifier between Ghana and Nigeria. Violence erupted in the stadium after Nigeria failed to qualify for the World Cup and angry fans stormed the pitch, as Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja. The cause of the football official's death is under investigation.
The Nigerian Football Federation confirmed the death of the Zambian CAF official Joseph Kabongo in a statement Tuesday, but it said Nigerian newspaper reports that Kabongo died of injuries sustained from a beating and stampede are false. NFF General Secretary Mohamed Sanusi said Kabongo was found gasping for air near a locker room as officials were testing players for illegal doping. He said the official was taken to a hospital but died soon afterward. NFF did not respond to VOA's calls for further comment, but the Football Federation of Zambia had earlier suggested that the medical doctor died of possible cardiac arrest. Nigeria's Super Eagles Tuesday crashed out of the 2022 FIFA World Cup after losing to the Ghanaian team in Abuja. Angry Nigerian fans invaded the pitch and vandalized facilities while thousands scrambled to leave the stadium. Some observers like Busayo Tosin say Nigeria losing the game was not the only trigger for the violence.
2 days ago, there was an attack at the airport. Yesterday, another attack. Over 9 rounds, some people have been attacked. It's demand supposed to be a moment of consolidation for Nigerians. But with this result, well, our tragedy continues.
The 60,000-seat Moshood Abiola Stadium was packed to overcapacity on Tuesday. By one estimate, there were 100,000 people. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misled by military advisors reluctant to reveal the scale of losses suffered in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a U.S. official said Wednesday. Ukrainian forces have been recapturing territory in recent days, including the strategic Kyiv suburb of Irpin, as the Russian offensive appears to stall a month after the invasion began on February 24th. And the German government says that Russian President Vladimir Putin told Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday that Europe could continue paying for Russian gas in euros and not rubles, as previously announced. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.